The Ways of the World by Robert Goddard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For more information on Robert Goddard and his books, see his website at www.robertgoddardbooks.co.uk. Spring 1919. They could ignore the telephone. That was one of the unwritten clauses of the armistice. No telephone would have rung unanswered for long at the squadron base in France, where their paths had first crossed, in the summer of 1915. But they were not in France, and the war was over. So there they stood, side by side, aware of the importunate ringing in the unattended office in the corner of the hangar, but unmoved by it, lulled by the scent of oil and varnish, and the fluttering of a pigeon in the rafters, and the vernal brightness of the light flooding in around them. It was a silvery late morning light that gleamed on the fuselages of an array of aircraft that had never strained through dives or loops in combat, or been strafed by enemy fire, because they had been constructed just as the war was ending, and were now as redundant, for all their elegance and cunning of design, as the pair of youthful Royal Flying Corps veterans who were admiring them. Even at a glance, the two men would have struck an observer as dissimilar, so dissimilar that probably only the war could account for their ease in each other's company. The taller and slimmer of them was James Maxted, former lieutenant, known to all but his family as Max. He had a good-looking face.